front row seat for a head bebopping allergy sufferer. The pollen is flying like mad, frantic, crazy, amorphously Dali-esque. Sort of like our trio the other day, rollicking and lollygagging through Monk's brilliant corners, losing it so completely that when Marty flung a stick at my head and John, the discreet one, double-dipped his bass as though it were his dance partner, I finally snapped out of it and remembered not everyone might relate to an over-exhilarated acolyte. A truth I contemplate from the other side today. Without even glancing through the window, I know that the birches, in their fine green raiment, tossing their branches in the wind like long-haired girls at the beach with one hand on their sun hats, are truly rejoicing with all of nature and singing more than mere notes, like the ones that gurgle through my living room speakers, as though Thelonious, the man himself, knew the loneliest monk was right here, pried apart from a world that so assuredly announces itself, vibrantly yakking and chittering in all its beautiful, nascent glory.